As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, November the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day, especially today as we're joined by our guest, Kirk McKenzie, coming back once again, defendruralamerica.com, and a very special guest, Rex Cazaleo, I'll get it right one of these times, from the Klamath River Basin. We're going to talk to a rancher today. We're talking to somebody that actually understands this system, that knows something about dams and dam liars. We're going to go into all of that, so you won't want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. As we love to say, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always love to get your emails at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to us at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, that postal zip zone. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. We thank you for doing so. Again, our call-in number and all our contact information can be found at theoraclebroadcasting.com, as well as archived copies of these broadcasts for your use. Download, share them with others, burn copies, and pass them out. Again, Rex Cazaleo is going to join us this morning. We're going to talk about the Siskiyou problem that we've been discussing with Kirk McKenzie and the other guest, Glenn Palmer. We're going to continue our study of this. I'm not going to let this issue go. It's far too important. We've got every chapter of Agenda 21 on the table on this issue. And I think if we can be successful here, we can let this be the first domino in knocking over the United Nations Agenda 21 program of action. And with that, I want to say good morning to Rex, and thanks for getting up and joining us here on Become Vocal Local.
Good morning. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here.
Well, it was my privilege, really, my pleasure. And, folks, you can go up on the Internet, go to defendruralamerica.com, and look at the video presentation that was put together by Kirk McKenzie. You can also obtain a copy of it from silentnomorepublications.com, silentnomorepublications.com. And at about the 27-minute Rex, your presentation comes on. And folks, if you can see the stretch of water, the reach of water that lays right behind Rex while he's talking to us, you're going to understand that for somebody that actually lives along this river, understands this river, his family has been there for four generations, he knows what he's talking about. What's going to even impress you further, certainly impress me, was how deeply he's gone into these documents. He understands Agenda 21. He understands the coordination process. He understands how this system is coming on him and at him. And like so many others, not only in California and Oregon, but all across America, he understands the importance of becoming vocal local. You've got to get the black and white in your eyes, folks. This stuff is so confusing, it keeps, Pogo the clown awake at night. But nevertheless, when we come back from this first break, we'll go into it with our guest, Rex Cazaleo.
Hey Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here on our Wednesday, November the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. Hang on to those calls for a moment while we lay out the information and get the background. We've got a very special guest with us today, both Kirk McKenzie from DefendRuralAmerica.com and Rex Cozzalillo, the Klamath River Basin rancher, who's taken it upon himself to become vocal local and immerse himself in all of this documentation, helped to try and make sense of it for himself, no doubt, but additionally, it helps him to be able to speak accurately, which is what we hope everyone can do when you're facing these misbehaving government officials. But with that as a little bit of an intro, Rex, I've dropped into the chat room here, the Oregon History Project. It gives us a little bit of a background on the Iron Gate Dam. Also dropped into the chat room for those that are interested, the EIS-EIR study as well. So they've got a little bit to chew on there. Perhaps if you would, please give us a little bit of a background. Maybe paint a word picture for us so we can all understand where on the Klamath River is, where on the Klamath River you are, and then where is the Klamath River, and then perhaps a little bit about why we should care, and just whatever you want to share from a let's say a geographic aspect.
Okay, thank you. The Klamath River is located at the border of California and Oregon. It's on the west coast. The Klamath Basin comprises a huge area. A watershed area is basically an upside down area as far as the is what's called an extremely unique region, that instead of the typical concept of being a originating source from cold, clean, glacier-fed water in the upper area going through a valley basin and exiting into the ocean, it actually is the reverse. It starts in a very large semi-arid area, very low rainfall, high volcanic soils, and it goes down through over several hundred miles through a very mountainous canyon region out through the coastal range near the ocean. It's only upon entering that coastal range does it receive the cold, clear water from the scrubbed from the air coming from the prevailing winds from the ocean. That's where the high rainfall is, the good fisheries habitat that they're talking about, all occurring basically within the first 40 to 50 miles of the ocean area. We actually are located upriver at the upper edge of that mountainous canyon that I spoke of. And we're directly below where the dams now exist. We're four generations here on the Klamath River, living in the river, in, on, and with the river. And we actually have experienced and have connections with the history, both before the dams as well as after. I'm personally in the water over 50 times a year, have been over 50 years, as my grandfather before me. We are here primarily and have stayed in this economically difficult, challenging region primarily for the love of the river and her community.
Well, in regards, you know, and a lot of people probably are as well. I spent 12, 14 years living on a little 40-acre parcel. It produced a hay crop. I took it off every year, twice, three times a year to get a hay crop off of it. But really, that was just kind of as an offset to the property taxes. I wasn't running any stock. I had a large flock of chickens. But it was really just, you know, to be able to live in a way that is peaceful, serene, close to the ground, feet on the ground, so to speak, free man on the land, all of that. And, you know, it's such a different way of life that a lot of people can't quite grasp it, especially those that are up in the ivory towers of academia and business and finance and government. You know, they look at this as just kind of like wasted land. It's not being used at its maximum. But as we study the Agenda 21, all 40 chapters of it, plus the forest principles that come along with it, all of this back from 1992 at the Earth Summit of Rio de Janeiro, we can find in this entire river basin, all the way from the exclusive economic zone that goes out now 200 miles ever since July the 30th when Barry the Usurper created that monstrosity. But now we've got this process that goes flowing all the way into an estuary, folks, up this river through a series of dams up into a very high plateau. And the mountains are just, you know, you can look at the topographic map, folks. You got everything that you could possibly want. And in a beautiful place, Northern California, Southern Oregon. And so this is an ideal opportunity for, let's say, the globalists, if you will, to flex their muscles and get involved at a local level to so alter a habitat that humans are no longer going to be allowed to be in them. But in addition to that, this is going to be an ideal opportunity for the sheriffs in the area, which have stepped up to the plate. Some 8 sheriffs are ready to come into a coordination project. This is an opportunity for the people that live there to flex their muscles a little bit, engage within the system if they must, as they will, and actually block this Agenda 21 process as it comes in. Now, are you actually running any cattle on the land, or are you just enjoying the space?
We do still maintain a few head of cattle, as well as we raise fallow deer and the normal agricultural amenities that you typically have. We don't do it anymore for, certainly haven't for the economic benefits of it. It's also, as you described anymore, has been more just maintaining a way of life that we love and preserving the environment that's here and enhancing it as best we can, because that is the quality of life that we enjoy.
Yeah, and as many people know that have tried it, and, you know, there's a lot of people that retire and move out into the country, and they find this out really quickly. But when you live in the country and you come onto a farm place like this, a home place, and you get started, you just go out in the pasture someplace, dig a big hole, pour all your money in it, and bury it, because it becomes a money sink in a hurry, you know, if you want to.
And we have generations of that sink, too, but its rewards come in other ways.
That's right. The rewards definitely come from another place, folks. They don't come from your stock shares. And, you know, anybody that ever thought that a cow gave milk, they never milked one. But, you know, these are the things, Rex, that we're up against, because, you know, we have an opportunity here to understand something really clearly, audience, that the farmers and the ranchers are the real conservationists. And a farmer's boot heels or a rancher's boot heels is the best fertilizer that you can put on property. You take the man off the land, and the land reverts to the wild. And when the land reverts to the wild, it becomes an inhospitable place. And it's just a sad and sorry testimony, but I've seen it time and time and time again. And unfortunately, the environmentalists don't seem to grasp this. You know, they'd like to take us all back to a pre-Cristobal Colombo time period, but unfortunately, it was virtually a wasteland. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X. with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And during the break, folks, I dropped into the chat room a poll that you can go and participate in this morning, an article and editorial piece that you can read to get the spin from the green. It's off the record searchlight, reading.com. Right now, we've got about 78% of the people in the area that desire to leave the dams. We need the power. The fisheries problems runs much deeper. There's no guarantee that dam busting will save them. They got 78% that are voting to leave the dams. They've got about 18% that are cliffhangers and about 2% that are undecided. So you might want to jump up and read the editorial piece. And if you agree with it, vote whichever way your heart goes. But after this broadcast, I think you'll agree with the 78% out there that says leave these dams. And Rex, if you would, now let's go and turn our attention a little bit to the Iron Gate Dam and give us a little bit of a word picture on that. And then just go into the research and the work that you've done, that you understand this situation so well.
I'd be delighted to. One brief word, though, regarding that record searchlight. The Reading record searchlight serves the Reading area, which is actually outside, completely south of the region that we're speaking of. And the Reading searchlight has been consistently in favor of dams removal for promoting the interests that are there. Is actually a center for that. So to have that kind of a response at this point tends to show the actual attitude of the majority of the population that are out here that are still aware of the background and the history that occurs. The Klamath River that goes by our place, actually directly below where Iron Gate now sits, actually represents less than 15% of the amount of water that goes through the estuary at the lower part of the Klamath. This is a very small portion of the water, even though it entails a huge upper area because of those arid conditions that we talked about. The upper Klamath Basin that I'm describing is actually the basin at the upper edge of it prior to entering that canyon that we talk about and where we live. The upper basin used to be comprised of two different areas. One was a closed system, Tule Lake region, where the Lost River was contained in extensive marshes that existed in the pre-1900 period. The area was highly contaminated. It was considered, there's the people who were involved, we have documentation of the history of the area from so many authorities at the time, adventurers and explorers, and also highly educated and trained documentarists that went through Ogden, Fremont, Gibbs, the Everman, Leitrich, who was considered was one of the fathers of fish and game. The numbers of documentation that we have describing that region, plus what I as a child actually spoke with many people who were very elderly then, who had been born in the 1880s, 1870s, 80s, that had lived in the region, both tribal and immigrant, that had very detailed past histories of the environment and the climate. They all basically agreed, even those various perspectives, all had the same kind of background and understanding that seemed to be consistent throughout the area. The area up above was extremely contaminated with the natural volcanic soils. It's a very unusual area in that it's naturally high in phosphorus in the soil structures. There's also a great number of geothermal inclusions there that hot springs in the area is noted as one of the greatest potential for geothermal development. But Klamath Falls, even at this point, which is the city in the upper, in the Oregon portion in the upper basin, actually heated its buildings into to this date, still does some of them through the natural volcanic geothermal production, the streams that are there. In the early days when they were doing the initial mining, middle 1800s, they were actually mining mercury out of the, to supply the gold trade down below for their processing. It was actually panned directly out of the sands of the marshes and the areas up in that region because it was a natural occurring condition. The water was considered very shallow, warm, contaminated, disease producing. The people originally wanted to improve the habitat, the conditions in the upper region. In the late 1800s, they started formulating a plan for that, and the residents, a combination of the residents of agriculture in the area and the government DOR, actually got together with this plan in order and devised a means to improve the region. That plan was approved in about 1902, was presented in 1902, and actually was approved subsequently to proceed with that, which amounted to improving both the conditions in the Klamath, because the Klamath in the upper canyon area that we speak of, because of the arid conditions in the late summer, was often known, regularly known, to go subsurface. That in the upper canyon and a lot of this that they is the area they speak of so fondly as being such tremendous habitat, historically was extremely inconsistent because of those minimal late summer flows. In order to enhance those flows, they contributed the water, drained the majority of those shallow, contaminated, and largely non-potable water that existed at the time, to augment the Klamath River, to remove a lot of the contamination exposure and evaporation and the absorption into the soil. So it consolidated a lot of the water to augment the Klamath flows, and they raised the upper Klamath Lake, which allowed additional storage for a natural shallow lake. It's over 50,000 acres and averages about 6 to 7 feet deep. They, even with the raised conditions, but that allowed additional storage to try and ameliorate some of that contamination and provide additional flows on a regular basis down the Klamath River. In order to protect that or to support that project that was done, they needed power for pumping. That power was proposed to be developed in the canyon reach to support that, and in exchange for enticing the local people to try and build the power generating facilities there, the Siskiyou Power Company, that they received in exchange for building that the more consistent water flows in the late summer that typically did not exist. That allowed the additional power generation, justifying the retail sales outside, developing a market in exchange for producing low-cost power, that basically power cost, as part of the agreement to support the project operation. That Kopko Dam was built at that time in order to provide that generation. There were great studies that were done at the time, extensive studies, that actually confirmed the commonly known history at the time, and that's that salmon were one of the defining factors where they put the dams, and the salmon were never known to be in any significant numbers above Spencer Creek, primarily for several reasons. The very conditions that we described for the water quality in the upper basin are not conducive for salmon.
Well, let me just jump in right there as we're going into a break. And just simply say, folks, that what you're hearing here is that the research and the patterns that was developed by the early engineering and scientific community was not haphazard. This wasn't just the captains of finance and industry and the barons, the railroad barons out there hogging up the land. This was actually a reclamation project, and it was successful. We'll be right back.
Home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and let's go over and we'll talk and visit a little bit with Kirk McKenzie, our returning guest. And, you know, folks, he is the gentleman that put together the Defend Rural America concept and the Siskiyou County story. It's a DVD presentation. And in this presentation that you can obtain not only at the law online, but also through Silent No More Publications, you'll find a lot of this more difficult detail in the presentation. But good morning, Kirk, and thanks for coming back and joining us here on Become Vocal Local.
William, good morning. Glad to do it.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of information background coming out right now, and I'm really enjoying Rex's presentation. But perhaps you could let the audience know more about the DVD presentation and your ideas, some of the research that you've done putting that DVD together that confirms that the testimony that Rex is bringing is spot on.
Well, I had the unique opportunity, kind of a serendipitous lunch, actually, with one of the ranchers. We were down here in the San Francisco Bay Area at a mutual friend and met, and I think we established a rapport, which led to an invitation to come up to the ranch. And since I'm pretty much active, and I believe that we have to tell our stories with a lot of visuals and right brain type of thing, I brought my camera along, and Jerry Bocciagalupi had set up schedules for me to eventually interviewed more than 40 people. I took home 83 segments of video, wondering what the heck to do with it. And I was really touched by the. I was really touched by what I had heard. It's, you know, it impacts you. You can't meet such nice people, live in their homes, look at the beautiful way they maintain the lands. I mean, you know, I was born in Idaho. I love open space, and to me, the definition of open space is a beautiful ranch or a beautiful farm. You know, where you see that the water, which is the bloodline of life, you know, mankind has learned to use that water very effectively, rather than just run from mountain to ocean. You know, you use that water, you spread it around the land, and my gosh, the land becomes fertile. And you know, so. It was it touched me, and I wanted to do something about it. So I wanted the people of Siskiyou County to have a voice, because, like so much of rural America, there's 44,000 people in an area, the fifth largest county in California. So there's not a whole lot of population. There's not very much population density. People that are generally ignored by the mainstream media. They're ignored by Hollywood. When they do get coverage, it's usually of the wrong kind. And they're being misportrayed as being, you know, somehow terrorists, equal terrorists or something. And nothing could be further from the truth. And like you say, these people are the true stewards of the land. But they are, big government is stepping all over these people. They're stepping on them, not only in Siskiyou County, but across the nation. And it's detrimental to all of us, because this is where we get our water, we get our food, we get our energy, we get all of our building materials. I mean, If we become dependent upon third world countries or communist countries for our food and our sustenance and, you know, these things, we lose our national security, we lose our national sovereignty, we lose our prosperity. So it's a story that every American should have an interest in and should watch. And so the documentary video, including Rex, is online, like you say, on defendruralamerica.com, as well as the sheriff's panel that's been so highly viewed. And what touched me about Rex is, you know, here's a guy, very nice guy, humble guy, standing there along the river on his family's property. He's been there for four generations. They're just below the Iron Gate Dam, and they saw the dam go in, and then, you know, so they were before and after, and they can tell you with, you know, authority exactly what the dam has done to help that area and what the destruction of the dam will mean to them. So it's a very credible story. Rex is a great guy, very truthful guy, and I think that your audience should pay close attention to what he's saying, because it's a tragedy if these dams continue to go down across the country. There's already been more than 850 removed. I believe they have every intent of removing thousands of dams across our country. And we forget that dams create lakes, and lakes are good things. They, you know, they help to make sure that we don't have drought in the summer, and we don't have, you know, floods in the rainy season. And what Californian drives across California doesn't check out the reservoirs to make sure we don't have a drought this year? I mean, I know I do. We always look at the levels of the reservoirs, and we take them for granted, and we can't take them for granted anymore.
And they are indicators, and they're also climate moderators, and they're absolutely, you know, a treasure to have anywhere that we can. All of the places that I fish, and I fish folks all over the West, any places that I've ever fished, all of the areas around a dam, any place around any of these impoundments have always been so much richer than the areas just a mile away in any direction. And so another thing that is really interesting about this particular basin is that, you know, everybody's talking about sustainable development and sustainable living. I believe in self-reliance, personally. You know, our Creator created this universe, and He created the planet and created everything that's on this planet, including us. And, you know, we are to be the stewards of the land, you know, the dominion over the earth, so to speak. In this process, if you look, as I have, through the encyclopedias and the atlases and things like that, this Klamath Basin, folks, it's like almost a closed ecosystem. I mean, everything from ocean all the way up to the highest in the mountains and the minerals and the timber and everything lies in between that. You can ranch, you can farm, you can run orchards in there, you log, you timber. all of that is involved in this. Recreation and a plenty of recreation is available in there for people that have more time and leisure than work to do every day. And so it's all in there, including the Klamath Project Canal and Tunnel, as Kirk was alluding to here. They also included a method and engineered a way that you could actually irrigate this arid highland and other places in the basin. And so this whole system, again, folks, this is not just, ignorance on steroids. This is very carefully thought out. One of the commenters, Rex, on the Reading poll was talking about, we'll take the dams out and put in a couple of these, Don Quixote's windmills, which I ridicule on a regular basis, and put in a couple of solar panels. Well, yeah, but you still have to have the backup power because those are intermittent sources. But if you want to put a windmill in, put a windmill in. If you want to put in a solar panel or two or a dozen, put them in. But leave the dams alone. Let the electrical generation go. Let those other alternative energies that are intermittent and unreliable come in as a supplement, perhaps, But really, I don't want to take any more time away from you. Let's continue to go back and start bringing in the fish problem.
Well, where we left off on there, the dams that were put in for Kopko, where the site was chosen, was because salmon were not known to be in any numbers above Spencer Creek. Part of it, as we described, was because of the poor water quality in the upper basin that they would have to go through that was naturally occurring that was non-conducive for salmon. It was a very difficult habitat for them to try and exist in or to travel through. The other reason was natural impediments. That prior to the dams, there were several natural impediments, the Keno Reef, a number of other areas of Moonshine Falls, that salmon were unable to get past, even if it happened to be a good year that they were able to get to that area. Besides that, even if the currently improved water conditions from the dams at this time, by the time the salmon reach our area, where we're located, they're virtually dead. They're dead and dying. They're at the upper range of their limit. They're exhausted. Even the head of the fish hatchery that was a friend since it was built has said, when I asked what the farthest distance that the salmon would reach in his estimation, given the best salmon that returned there, the initial ones have the greatest energy and best condition, how far he thought they would be able to travel. And in his estimation, he thought if they reached the upper area where Kopko was without the dams, it would be surprising. That's one of the reasons they chose Kopko to be where it was. It worked tremendously. It was a symbiotic relationship. It added to the quality of the Klamath flows. It increased the habitat and conditions in the upper basin tremendously and allowed the development of farmlands, productive farmlands besides. That part worked very well. The only problem is that the dams by the Kopko 1 and 2 by themselves were unable, they didn't have sufficient capacity to be able to prevent the significant flood damage that would occur almost every year. It was on a regular basis. In our region, we tend to have very quick melts. We have two natural events that typically occur. That's all of our rainfall, what little we get at our location, that's about 12 inches a year, whereas down by the coast where the primary habitat and water conditions are, they exceed 100 inches a year. At our location with about the 12 inches a year, most of that water comes in very narrow window periods on the fall, and most of the snow melt occurs in a warming period around January to February, all within a very brief period of time.
Well, let's hold it right there. We're going into a break. We'll be right back. Much more to come, folks. Much more to come.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, Micro Plant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
And during the break, and of course, our chat room can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. BecomeVocalLocal.com. Just click on the chat link, take up a name, and come on in, chatango.com. But it's BecomeVocalLocal.com. And during the break, I dropped in a couple of articles from Wikipedia, one on the silver salmon, but then a rather interesting article here on the short-nosed suckers. I got to let you know, folks, that the short-nosed sucker is a rare species of fish, and mostly you can find them native to southern Oregon and northern California. Unfortunately, they list them as an endangered species, but I think the population of the short-nosed suckers are really growing. Got a lot of short-nosed suckers now infesting the swamps down around Washington, D.C., and of course, we've seen a lot of sightings of the short-nosed sucker up in New York, especially in the vicinity of the United Nations building. But, you know, they're worried about the short-nosed sucker, but I think, you know, it's a population on the rebound. But all the kidding aside, Rex, the fish issue is really unusual in this situation because, as we've discovered, the value from the environmentalist standpoint, it's not for humans. You know, they talk about human settlement development. No, it's not for people. It's not so that we, the people, can live a happy and prosperous and healthy life and bring out wealth from the land. No, none of that. You know, we found out with Michael Kaufman's Wildlands Project when we interviewed with him and his book, Restoring a Broken America, that it's all about getting rid of human beings. They want to reduce the human population. They want to get us out of here. So I guess we'll just spend more time and energy and money supporting the short-nosed sucker and a non-indigenous coho salmon in the Klamath than to take care of the people that have actually built this fishery and the habitat and brought it into such fine shape. But in the remaining minutes of this last segment of our first hour, Rex, please continue. Let's find out a little bit more about all the short-nosed suckers, trash fish, and coho salmon.
You bet. I'd be delighted. The flood conditions that I talked about that still occurred on a regular basis with the dams that were then in place were devastating the areas down below as they had in the past. While they helped tremendously, they did not have enough capacity to attenuate those flows enough. So in the 50s, they had a license renewal. That was the first license renewal 50-year cycle. For the dams. And of course, many of the people were still alive who had actually seen the transition, had experienced the conditions before. And the question of removing the dams and their improved conditions never even surfaced. They were considered extremely beneficial. The problem was is that they weren't adequate by themselves. So they needed one more link in the chain to add to the capacity to be able to handle both the low flows that would occur late summer and also the flooding that would occur in the spring or late fall. That was when Iron Gate Dam was considered and ended up being put in. It was put in for a number of reasons. One was to attenuate the up and down cycles or demand use of John Boyle COPCO, but the primary purpose for being supported by the local people was for the additional flood protection that we get. And on the introduction of it, when they created Iron Gate, it worked tremendously. It was hailed and recognized for years afterwards as being a tremendous benefit and the last needed link. The amount of damage prior subsequent to Iron Gate has been minimal. Those dams, I can say unequivocally from our experience that in our location, directly below the dams, subject to their greatest impact, that the water quality, the quantity, the riparian stability, the fisheries habitat, all respects that we've seen since then are far better after and because of the dams than they were before. That was unquestioned at that time. Only now, for the second occurrence of the licensing renewal, have enough of the older people, that generation, been gone that the environmental groups, the agencies involved with this, with this apparent agenda that surfaced itself, have utilized that relicensing as a means to get rid of and force the removal of those dams. The upper basin area you talk about, this environmental movement started in this area about 30 years ago in serious effect. And it basically, what was a sustainable resource-based community with more trees at the time than existed prior to the development, it was timber-based, timber mining, and agriculture-based. Well, the first front that was taken on through the spotted owl debacle was against the timber production. They basically destroyed our region. The primary economy was devastated. We've never recovered from that. Second attack was on the mining. There's virtually none now, and we could go in, given enough time, into the suction and dredge mining that has actually been proven beneficial to the environment and the salmon habitat. That is actually, since they tried to eliminate that through fabricated assertions of degradation for the salmon and couldn't, they ended up doing it through legislative process, that they put it in on a moratorium on any mining. So they destroyed basically that industry. That leaves only agriculture. So now through it is the key survival for our region. That industry is now being totally threatened through this contrived condition of removal of the dams in conjunction with the equally significant to our demise of the agreements that so-called have occurred between selected parties, a handful of selected, largely non-vested so-called members that created a solution to this this contrived problem. The salmon is, ironically, the hatchery that was produced from Iron Gate is assured the tremendous consistent production of the salmon in the Klamath. The upper region, as we indicated, because of its naturally poor water quality and inconsistent weather patterns, would vacillate tremendously in the salmon production because in one year you would have no flows at all, and another year you'd have significant flow. All of those would have to conjoin with the ocean conditions that were prevailing at the time. So any salmon runs that did occur would be very inconsistent. The production from the upper region here was very inconsistent because of those conditions, as opposed to the beneficial and consistent conditions that existed closer to the coast. The inclusion of the dams, they actually created the two deepest, coldest water areas in the entire region. They have a small surface area relative to the Upper Klamath Lake. We're talking over 50,000 acres up above. Both of the dams that they're saying the lakes created that they say are ruining the environment are comprised of less than 1,000 surface area acres each. And yet, the Upper Klamath Basin, Klamath Lake, that it averages 6 to 7 feet deep, is compared to the two deepest dams that are close to 200.
Well, one thing we definitely don't want to do, Rex, is to allow science and mathematics to get in the way of our ideologies, and this is definitely an ideology. But folks, think about this now, the difference between the upper area getting 11, 12 inches of rain a year, folks, that's dirtbag dry, okay, down to 40 or 100, up to 100 inches right on the coastline. So there's this huge difference. These deeper reservoirs behind the dams have a lot to offer to this, not only just cooler water, cleaner water, but also this idea of sedimentation. A lot of the green weenies are worried about all the sedimentation. Well, look, let me tell you something. You can't get anything better than having those reservoirs there because they do settle out. And as you mentioned, we'll cover this when we come back from the break, Rex. The idea of mitigating or calming down flash flooding and seasonal flooding. I mean, the devastation that can happen along a river because of the flooding when it just comes all at you all at once can be absolutely catastrophic. I've seen entire fields, all the grass, all the everything, I've just wiped out and it's left right down to the gravel. And so these things can and do happen. Looking forward to the next hour with Rex. Your calls are welcome. It's 866-841-1065. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, we have a chat room at becomevocallocal.com, dropping links into the chat room throughout the broadcast. I just dropped in the NEPA documents, NEPA, U.S., it's going to be interesting. It's the Environmental Protection Agency, United States Environmental Protection Agency, and understanding the National Environmental Policy Act is absolutely critical, my darlings, along with coordination. So jump over on that website, take a look at it, the Pacific Southwest region, Region 9, serving Arizona, California, Hawaii, Nevada, and the Pacific Islands, and 147 tribes. Of course, not to overlook that, we've got tribal issues in this as well. So we're visiting this morning with Kirk McKenzie, defendruralamerica.com. The video is out. You can get a copy for yourself at Silent No More Publications, silentnomorepublications.com, the Defend Rural America Siskiyou County story. And also visiting with Rex Cazaleo. I'll get it right. I know I will. The Klamath River Basin. Talking about what's going on, what is happening, what you need to know about this issue. And again, as I've stated numerous times now, and are going to continue to hammer it home until we all get it, this could be the first domino. If we can get this domino to tip right here, we could start this domino effect, bring it all across rural America, take it back around, bring it back down into the South, come back up again, right back up California, clean out the nest of environmentalists that are advancing Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, the program of action for the 21st century, which is the agenda for the 21st century, and we're living it. So with that, Rex, back to you. Just a brief summary of what we covered in the first hour for those that are just joining us, and then we'll have a longer segment to follow.
You bet. Basically, what we said is that historically, the region, the project that took place for the dam's construction and the renovations in the upper basin were due in large part to improve the environment and the flows to the Klamath and the habitat below, and they succeeded. They did a tremendous job, and there was no contention with those improvements for nearly the 100 years that they've been in place. And during which time some of the greatest salmon runs on record have taken place, when they're now these entities and groups and agencies are now joining together in order to claim that they need to be taken out for so-called salmon decline that has only occurred by their own admission within the last 15 years.
Well, one of the things that I was disappointed to see, but not surprised to see, in this Klamath Dam removal, the draft EIS, the EIR, and the final, they're stuck on stupid when it comes to climate change, continuing to, attribute this to something that man is doing, and absolutely concerned. I mean, they're paranoid just unbelievably that over the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we might have 1 degree of an upward bump in the temperature of the planet. It's ridiculous on its face, but yet, again, as the masters of minutia and those that are afflicted with the paralysis of analysis. They've got lots and lots of words, and they're into everything from the littlest, tiniest plant up to the short-nosed suckers and others that are listed on their endangered species. You did mention the spotted owl, which was a debacle for Washington, Oregon, and California, and continues today. Fortunately, we're going to get a little help. The barred owls are going to come in and take over the habitat of the spotted owls, and then the spotted owls will have to go to Mexico, which is where they should have gone in the first place. But anyway, we can't hope for a miracle, but we are looking at something there. Folks, remember, we covered the story right off the Bloomberg website when it broke. They're having a lot of problem with these little barred owls. They would come out there, they look at these weak little spindly spotted owls, and they're thinking, well, this looks like lunch. I think I'll take this guy's nest, and they're doing it. Anyway, we'll be right back. It has nothing to do with loggers. It's just the way the Creator designed it, folks.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back on our Wednesday, November the 16th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Getting joined now by all of our sages that were way at the top of the weather, top of the hour weather and news break. And I'm going to go back to Kirk for a moment, Kirk McKenzie, defendruralamerica.com, because what we're really looking at here, folks, this is not something that's just localized. All across America, this onslaught is happening. And as more tools are added to the toolbox, as the work that Rex and the others in the Klamath Basin are uncovering and using, when we find successes, we need to take those successes nationally, internationally, globally if necessary. This is a global initiative. This is not something that's just localized to the Klamath Basin in California. But, Kirk, you've been following this now and broadening the hem of your garment on this. Maybe you could address that as we look out across America in rural America.
Well, it is. It's happening across our nation. I mean, this isn't just, you know, a unique circumstance. This is a broad-spread attack on our country. And, you know, in simplest terms, to understand the impact of these kind of devastating policies, just imagine the dust bowls that we used to have. I mean, take away water from the land, you got a dust bowl, or you got, you know, a desert. So, you know, water management is extremely important for the vitality of our country. And this is really what's going on here. The water is being taken away from the ranchers and the farmers. Their property rights are being taken away. The Endangered Species Act is getting us out of timber. I mean, you know, they hate oil, they hate coal, they hate nuclear, they hate, you know, every kind of energy source. Now I even saw where one of the green environmental groups is now suing a windmill, air power installation, because it might damage the birds. I mean, you know, eventually you have to realize we have an issue here. It's the prosperity of our nation. It's our sovereignty. It's our independence. It's our national security that are at stake. And it is a widespread issue. It has to be dealt with. We have to find a formula that works. We have to figure out, you know, apply that. I think that's what we're trying to do here in Siskiyou County, and I think we're doing with some success. And, you know, get a win here. This has got to be where we draw the line in the sand for the sake of the entire country.
And developing the tactics and the techniques that are necessary to combat this evil, folks, is really important, and it's something that everybody can participate in. And, you know, the idea we try, Rex, here to not just focus on the victims and the symptoms, but to zero in like a laser on the disease so that we can find a solution, cure the disease. If we can cure this disease, then all of the symptoms are going to start to ameliorate. They're going to go away, and the victims will be fewer and fewer, and then there will be no more victims. But we have to address the disease. And I think one of the things that is so powerful here about your presentation is that you've gone in, as Hal Anthony, a capable host here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network on Sunday, his broadcast Behind the Woodshed, where he's involved with the mining rights that you mentioned earlier. He's involved with that. They've got a new Jefferson mining district that has been created that overlaps your area. So there are tools and there are techniques that we have to develop. And as we move forward, we need more people that will take the time, like you have and so many others there, to actually go in and read these documents, understand them, become conversant. I mean, you're so eloquent on this, I just can't even hold a candle here. But I'm just really pleased that you've taken the time to put this information not only into your mind but into circulation. And so one of the things that you did mention again, and we talked about this a little bit off air and a little bit today too, is this idea of just, okay, let's take the dams out. Maybe we could spend just a couple of minutes, if we're ready, and talk about what happens you take these dams out. What is the Klamath River going to look like?
You bet. The fact is that when the dams, after them being in place, what we've experienced is benefits on a number of levels. One of them is that deep cold water that they unnaturally provide for the hatchery allows the most consistent, highest quality production of the salmon that to sustain the Klamath that we've had compared to the historical past. Another thing is that the very depth that they have in place bioremediates that phosphorus that's coming down, allowing it, contains it within the area to allow in the warm water for that phosphorus to be sequestered and actually settle out, along with the sediment that you talked about. As a consequence, the downriver water quality that we've experienced has been far greater than that. Also, they were extremely successful with the addition of Iron Gate in mitigating the perennial flood damage that we had. And all of these things that they provided as benefits have all been claimed by proponents for removals to not exist. that they say, well, they don't have the capacity for flood protection, so obviously that doesn't do any good. Well, we've lived it. We've experienced it. And the reason is because it's not the capacity overall that they have. It's the attenuation of the flows. Our soil structures here in our region are magnesium basalt-based soils. They're adobe clay. As my grandfather used to call them, when they're saturated, it's brown water. They have no real structural stability. So when the riparian banks were subjected to these flash floods that came down, the ground and the vegetation couldn't accommodate it. It would actually rip out the vegetation there, which would form a battering ram that would translate all the way down the river, ripping out both natural and man-made assets all the way down through the region, causing massive erosion and destruction of the riparian areas. We've had major floods, record floods, since that the dams have been put in place. But to be honest, in our section, most affected by the dams, the damage has been absolutely minimal compared to the regular basis experienced before. Removal of those dams will bring us back to all of those deteriorated pre-dam conditions that we had before. The only problem is that now it will be subject to even additional impacts that have occurred in the century since. The fishing in offshore areas, the increased predation from protected species now that's tremendously affected things, the re-implemented netting of salmon at the mouth of the Klamath. All of those things will no longer be able to be mitigated by the contributions that the dams have produced. The algae alone in here, I won't even get into all of that. The damages that will be occurred if they return to what their new coin phrase is. They have several new verbal devices, new catchphrases that they've coined throughout this process, this precedent-setting process that they're trying to do to implement to the rest of the nation. One of those is pre-European conditions. That's been prevalent now through a lot of the agency regulations and rhetoric that they put through in creating these so-called agreements that represent a minority of profiting and special interest. That those conditions that they're talking about, pre-European conditions, in the reality of our area, will degrade the entire environment. We're in a transitional region, which is both a benefit, but it's also a detriment. And only by moderating those transitional periods do we have a chance of optimizing the environment for all users.
Absolutely, and we'll be right back after these words for our sponsors. Stay tuned.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And as they say, you know, time heals all. And folks, if you go up and look at the video on defendruralamerica.com and go up and fast forward about the 27-minute section, you'll find Rex standing on his ground there. And behind him, you'll notice that the trees grow right up to the edge of the river and that he's standing in a pasture that looks like it's been either grazed lately or perhaps brush hogged. But nevertheless, I thought it was a lawn. It's so beautiful. But you look at those trees and you can understand that as time passes, and 100 years has, but as time passes, the trees come in, the bushes come in, and all those roots growing right up there, feeding from the water just like everybody else, all those roots help to stabilize the banks and stabilize all of the riparian corridor, as Rex has so accurately described it. And we need to understand that if you take those dams out and allow, you know, let's just say an unmitigated series of floods to come racing down that valley again, all those trees, they're going to wind up in the water going someplace else. And they're going to form sandbars. They'll form gravel bars. The logs themselves will pile up. That will cause additional erosion. I've lived on a seasonal creek that was subject to flash flooding. And it was a maintenance nightmare for those of us that actually own the land and care for the land that we're dealing with. But Rex, back to you. Very good points that you're making this morning. And we've got a lot of chatters in the chat room.
Oh, thank you. That is true. And since that the dams went in, they say, well, it doesn't make any difference with it that they weren't designed for flood protection. That's absolutely untrue, and we have the articles that actually stated that. And the fact was is that while no dam has the capacity to hold major events, they have the capacity to moderate those flows, and that's exactly where our benefit lies, is that by slowing down the increase of water flow and slowing down the decrease, they've actually minimized that destruction to the riparian areas, and that's where we've received all of our benefits, something that they don't even discuss, of course, in their rhetoric.
You've also cited housing in there as well too. So you've got people that live along the rivers that may have built subsequent to the time that the Iron Gate went in. How is that going to impact the people that live along the river? I mean, are people going to be expected to move up and move away from repetitive loss claims and flood insurance and things like that? Have you had any discussions along that line?
Oh, the damages to the residents are going to be tremendous. They're already being experienced just from devaluations of the properties on the anticipation that dams may be removed, which actually began in effect here with that information being finally coming out in public in 2006. Upper Kopka, in Kopko Lake itself, all of the residents up there will be left with a moonscape that have spent their life fortunes and their savings to be able to be up there and enjoy the area, and it's a beautiful area. It'll be devastated. They'll probably not only lose their access, their views, their homes, their future quality, but they probably will even lose many of their own wealth. People downriver going to have, because of the geological structures here, I wouldn't be surprised if many below the lakes actually lose their wells downriver too. But along with that, it does change the flood aspects or characteristics that they're now remapping the flood potential of the areas affected. And yes, it will affect not only for the residences that did exist prior to that, but as you say, areas that were actually made accessible because of the dams now are going to be in places subject to inundation. Even beyond that, though, it's the regular destruction to the areas, to their own, the avulsion and accretion that can take place on their sites subject to the more violent occurrences in nature that subsequent to the dam's removals. So it's the destruction, there's no question, returning to that arena will impose a lot of devastation there. But in addition to that, it's not only returning to those worse environmental conditions by far that existed prior to the dams. The consequence is a result of the impositions that will be applied concurrent to dams removal through their so-called agreements that are there. Well, actually, there's no way that you can arrive at any other conclusion except the intended attrition of the majority of population and agriculture in the region.
So this is a depopulation move as well in the land valuation. I can only imagine that as an assessor coming in, you're looking at a beautiful lakefront piece of property, and the assessor is charged with coming up with a price after that. You know, he's looking at it, well, forget the house, forget the dock, forget the boathouse. We got 45 acres here, and I'm going to give them $500 an acre for the moonscape, as you correctly said.
They haven't even been able to sell the places up there. Places are being they've been in foreclosure up there, a number of them, and they're going for one-fifth of the price that they originally were valued. It's devastating to these people that you speak of, and not to get sidetracked too much, but just as an example of the manipulations that are taking place with this, in their so-called EIS assessment for the secretarial determination to decide whether dams removal are in the best interest, they broke it up into many categories of so-called scientific investigation. One of those was on the assessed valuation impacts to the properties around Kopko. Of course, they aren't even considering the impacts to the properties below river that have already materialized. But on Kopko, which they can't deny, in Iron Gate, the impacts to the residents there, They made conditions for appraisals that are absolutely ridiculous. The impacts had already taken place by 2006, and yet they determined that their evaluation of properties would start from a base period of 2008. Their conditions said, well, whatever impacts occur to aesthetics would only apply to the land. So we aren't considering any impacts to the improvements on the property, which doesn't fit any appraisal standards whatsoever.
And that was especially if you look at the metric between the land value and the improvements on a property, folks, you can just take your own tax. Go ahead.
To add insult to injury, they said it would also be compared to the condition as though the riparian area, the lakeside area where it's going to be opened up to a giant mud pit, they presumed that any comparison was to be compared to that area being fully restored to current consistent natural conditions, which in our soil types and our arid region will take decades to achieve in their the conditions that they're talking about comparing and that they set these appraisal standards to have no bearing in reality to what we're actually experiencing. But it looks good on paper, and it can justify their minimalized impacts to the county economy.
Absolutely. You fill an area up with water, folks, and let it sit there with the weight of the water on it for a long period of time. And some of this has been up there 100 years, some of it 50 years. But you leave that like that, and the ground is just not going to come springing back, the Rose of Sharon and all of that. This is almost insanity in itself. But one of the other things, we can perhaps talk about this a bit on the other side, is let's go ahead and say, all right, dam removal. Now, they're going to talk about environment, folks. You can go into the biological assessment for this Klamath region and look at it for yourself, but the amount of traffic and all of the things that are going to be involved with taking these dams out and removing them and hauling them away and burying the debris, folks, it's huge environmental impact. And we'll talk about that from this right after this.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So if you can believe these lying eyes, you know, well, never mind. Anyway, I'll tell you, folks, this thing goes from bad to worse. I guess we got a final statement here that's not a final statement, but it's a preliminary final statement. So, you know, talking with Rex over the break, so they're not actually going to go through with this idea of taking these dams apart and then long hauling all of the stuff, all of the debris away to some other site and burying it. They're just going to blow a channel, blow them open and walk away from it. Is that how they're going to do it?
Oh, I anticipated that years ago when they were promising to fully mitigate all of the aspects of dams removal. It was insane at the time. But in order to make it now economically more palatable to get congressional approval for their agreement principles, they're now saying that they've decided it's real feasible just to do a blow and go, that they're just going to take out a minimal amount, dump it in a ravine next to the area up there, and allow it to run, free run. That means that the sediment that would have cost billions of dollars to remove, that they were talking about before, they're going to just let it flow, and they've decided that's going to have that. While it may have significant impact, it may even extirpate the salmon or out of the Klamath below. But it's going to be a good way to handle that. Let the sediment flow over, by the very most conservative estimates, over 20 million tons of sediment that they expect to flush down the river. Or, as Senator Wissett calculated before, that is dump truck loads end to end that would extend halfway around the world. That's how much sediment they plan on dumping down to improve salmon habitat. That sediment has been effectively trapped and held by the dams for 100 years and would continue to do so for several hundred years more by any calculation. But removing that will devastate the environment, and they say that potential extirpation of salmon is okay. That's worth it. There are contradictions in all aspects of this to achieve an agenda, and that goes back to the relicensing opportunity in the 90s, where this so-called working group got together, or forum, consisting of agencies and NGOs, environmental groups, the so-called stakeholders, with most of them having no vested interest in the region whatsoever. They solicited and brought into affiliation with them several selected tribal councils willing to work with them in exchange for benefits that they're getting as a result of the agreements, totally excluding the indigenous the tribe that was indigenous to the area where the dams are now located, who are against dams removal, the Shasta tribe. They weren't invited to this group. Those meetings occurred in complete secrecy, and subject to two preconditions of sitting at the table. You had to agree to dams removal. You had to agree to a tiered hierarchy of resource management. Those two conditions, if you didn't agree to those conditions going in, you were not allowed to sit at the table to work out this so-called agreement. This is prior to any scientific support for any of the conclusions or rationales for the predeterminations. They put this group together to utilize the relicensing as an opportunity for removal. They put the members of that group, and others in addition, put in requirements, suggested a wish list of requirements for the Federal Energy Relicensing Commission to relicense the dams. They all turned in these mitigation wish lists of what they wanted to see happen, much of which had no bearing on the operation of the dams or their use. Those dams, by the way, that they claim are degraded in their rhetoric, are absolutely physically in top condition. There is no problem with the engineering or their current maintenance. They're in excellent condition. But these groups that submitted this wish list were intentionally pushed the cost of relicensing to a point where it was economically unfeasible for Pacific Power to operate. And FERC bought it, the federal relicensing, hook, line, and sinker. They took out all the mitigations of this wish list, some of them even developing for millions of dollars for improvements to areas, including all-terrain vehicle trails and monitoring in the upper basin of areas that were not even affected from the dams. Sewage treatment plants proposed for to treat the water from the wildlife refuge because of the contamination from the wildfowl. Those types of things were all included in here to push the price up of relicensing to an exorbitant area. This so-called group, which is called the Klamath Basin Restoration Agreement that they were creating, with those preconditions actually set the premise of removals in place that would force the acceptance by Pacific Power to agree to dams removal. The Secretary of Interior, who is instrumental in those preconditions and the agency sitting at the table and funding all of this, once they got their so-called agreement that would, at the time, estimated $1 billion to support to be given to this handful of special interests prior to dams removal and $1 billion after that they felt they needed, that's $2 billion, in order to support their restoration agenda and $500 million estimated minimum for dams removal, that once they got their agreement signed, the Secretary then created the Klamath Basin Hydroelectric Agreement, which is the affiliated panel which forced Pacific Power to sit at the table in order to coerce them into accepting dams removal, which at the same time integrated the established oversight of the KBRA, that self-appointed council that we're talking about, of special interest. Those two agreements now set up the mandate allowing for the potential removal of the dams. Isn't it interesting that the Secretary of Interior, out of that KHSA agreement, comes out with now the subjective decision and ability to make the determination of whether the dams removal that was a precondition he was instrumental in setting in the KBRA and KHSA, whether that removal is now in the best public interest. And it's up to him to decide that. So the two things that they're looking at for proceeding with all of this is his so-called determination of the benefits of the dam's removal for the salmon, two species only, suckerfish and the salmon, and we'll talk about that if given the time. And the other is congressional approval, which is in Congress right now being circulated by Merkley and Thompson, that with congressional approval would actually give the authority for this secretly and I believe illegally held meetings and agreements in place. It would authorize them to exist, and it would provide the funding for them for the next 50 years for their authority that is subjective, is the other catchphrase we talked about, which is adaptive management, and for their oversight supplanting the existing Klamath Basin Compact, which is equally based resource management, but their authority that would extend would have total control and unaccountable for any damages caused. The Congress would give Pacific Power, and as a consequence through chartered authority, liability protection for any damages caused either to the environment, to the region, to the economy, or to individuals for like I say, damages caused from removal of the dams and implementation of their so-called restoration.
So this would be one of those unelected boards and councils that have rulemaking authority and responsibility and budgeting, but there's no way for you to hold them accountable. And as they started out, you know, as on a faulty premise, everything that they make based upon that, every decision they make going forward is going to be just as faulty. That's just right out of Aristotelian logic. But it sounds to me as though they seem to be backtracking now as they're starting to see the blowback from the community. And folks, I hope you're listening really carefully. I'm absolutely moved by this because Rex has done his homework, folks. Are you listening to what you're hearing here? Go back and listen to it again. I would hope that each and every one of you, no matter where you are listening to the broadcast today, understand the power, when you're becoming vocal local, the power of being able to bring the black and white, bring the law, bring the facts, and bring the evidence, and bring it as eloquently and as succinctly as Rex is doing. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
With the time just rushing by in our two-hour broadcast, we find ourselves in the last segment of today's broadcast, visiting as we are with Rex Cazaleo. I'll get it. I know I will. I promise I will. Rex and Kirk McKenzie. Rex, we've got about 7 or 8 minutes here before we're going to need to go back over and get some closing comments as well from Kirk. So please, if you could, we're going to, unfortunately, we'd love to have you back again. I hope you will come back again. We need to put a wrap on today. So, what are you looking at and the people that are around you? What are you looking at coming up in the next 6 months, 8 months? And how can the people help you that are listening this morning?
Well, thank you so much. And there's just so much information to cover, and you're right. What we're looking at right now is these agreements that have been put into place and that are culminating at this point. Unfortunately, in doing so, they brought in to make it seem in the public media as though it's a consensus of the region. They brought in a small minority of agriculture interests willing to capitulate to those agreements in exchange for guarantees of water for their survival. That puts the majority remainder very much at risk. The problem with these agreements that they so-called create a solution for our region cannot do that because they're totally based on failed theory, already failed theory. They've already spent $500 million in so-called restoration in the upper basin to zero statistical benefit based on those current theories. In 2001, the suckerfish the devastation that was occurred by shutting off the water to so-called preserve the suckerfish was completely antagonistic to the idea, the concept of having suckerfish survive. All of these agreements are theoretical. They ignore all other aspects of the environment and the ecosystem except for salmon and suckerfish. Those are the only two things given consideration. If they wanted to have suckerfish survive, the government tried unsuccessfully, to no significant public comment, three times in history to eradicate, to kill off all the suckerfish in the upper basin and failed. Couldn't do it. But based on erroneous counts, which the scientist Vogel has done extensive documentation for, substantiating how those counts were erroneous, either fabricated intentionally or through incompetence, they shut down the water to the irrigators up in 2001 in order to supposedly preserve the suckerfish by raising water levels in the upper lakes. Everybody who was there said at the time, this won't work. If you really, really, truly want to save the suckerfish, you want to lower the water levels. You don't want to increase it. But, of course, that would not fit the prevailing agenda from the agencies and groups at the time. So they raised the water level, shut off the water to the irrigators. Over 1,200 farms, families, futures, and homes were lost during that time. And guess what? To no statistical advantage whatsoever for the suckerfish. There was no gain at all. In the 2002, they claimed that all the low flows then, because of it, they restored the water flows, killed off, resulted in a large salmon die-off downriver. Also totally ludicrous. The National Resource Council, or Research Council, actually verified it had nothing to do with low flows from Iron Gate. In fact, we're watching excessive flows of water and natural flows going out of Iron Gate at the time that happened. That the die-off that occurred, while they're purporting to the public, was such a massive tragedy, was not an unknown occurrence, and actually occurred. We still had one of the largest salmon returns to Iron Gate at that time that they had had in years. It was a huge run, very successful. All of these failed theories that they're doing, we've watched over 10 years of excessive flows put down the Klamath. I love to see the water down, but it is excessive flows that is not right for resource management to supposedly support the salmon populations. But guess what? There is zero statistical improvement or benefit. These agreements they're putting in place are going to give protected, chartered authority and implementation unaccountable to memorialize those failed theories in their objectives, which they don't have to account for because under continued funding, if they get that chartered authority, will be subject to adaptive management. All of those failed theories being put in place can lead to one conclusion, ultimately, and that's to the attrition of the majority population and resource use in the region, and which ultimately, unfortunately, that seems to be the only decipherable agenda in this, if they're by ignoring all of the other recent science studies that are now supporting our historical experience, and the contentions that we've made throughout, the current studies are now verifying those conditions, and they're being completely ignored, and all of this in a rush to implement this removal and agenda package.
So as this goes forward and you reduce the property values like we've discussed, folks, there goes the tax base. And with the tax base, there goes your schools. There goes your hospitals. There goes your ambulance districts. There goes the lifestyle of the people. There goes the people. The cultural memory is going to be lost in all of this. You know, these guys just drive me nuts. Go ahead.
Those required flows that they're talking about for the Klamath actually extend out. It won't just affect the upper Klamath Basin in the region, because they're mandating flows that historically are unsubstantiated and unnecessary to maintain record runs of salmon. They will transfer those requirements to all of the tributaries and areas within the Klamath region. That means the Shasta Valley, the Scott Valley, all of those areas that are highly productive will have requirements placed on them for those tributaries to make up that mandated flows that will reach far beyond the effect of simply the Klamath River. It's setting up. Once this so-called process is put in place to sidestep the will of the majority, over 80% of the local population actually voted to keep the dams. The people who are most knowledgeable, the most affected, 79, almost 80% voted to keep the dams, and that opinion has been completely ignored throughout this entire process to create a precedent-setting case that can be exported to the rest of the United States once it's been worked out. We're in the 11th hour, and the Secretary is due to make his determination anytime between now and March, and the legislation potentially for that is being circulated through Congress right now. Representative McClintock is fighting a valiant effort to try and stop that, and Doc Hastings, Nunez, they're doing a tremendous job with that, but they need help. We need help to try and fight it. The area is so minimal in resources for our population. We're an impoverished area. We don't have the money to mount massive legal battles, even though we feel the grounds are there, and we have initiated that out of many of our own pockets, trying to stop this process. Our resources are limited. We need people to come out and talk to, contact your representatives. Please try and stop this precedent-setting case intended for export.
Absolutely. I could never have said it so well. Folks, there are things that we can do. There are things that we must do. Now's the time to do it. Follow the links that I put into the chat room. If you want to contact me, you're certainly welcome to do so at bblhost@centurytel.net or the email. Call into the broadcast. Let us know how you'll be able to help. We need to get this word across. Kirk, we're running out of time. I want to thank you very much for putting together the Defend Rural America program that you're working on, trying to find solutions that are meaningful. Closing comments.
Well, just thank you for having it on the show. I think that, you know, to borrow a phrase from Ross Perot, that great big sucking sound you hear is the prosperity of the United States disappearing. Everybody needs to stand together, stand tall, and stand for, you know, what's right here. So I hope more people will join in and go to the website, defendruralamerica.com, and look, you know, hook up.
Absolutely. Couldn't say it any more succinctly. That's where we need to be, folks. We need to take action right now. The Ozark Property Rights Congress is busy working all across the southern tier of the counties of Missouri. We have property rights congresses that are shaping up all over the United States. There are many other groups. There's the Siskiyou County Water Users Association.com. Lots of people out there working. We need your help. We need your boots on the ground. It's time to put our knowledge into action. Thanks for coming on today, Rex and Kirk. And folks, I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio.